When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday. There's a Planet Open Box auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Article on NFL.com titled NFL Bandwagon to Hop On This Season. Some of the suggestions: the Bears, now that they have Caleb Williams, Jim Harbaugh for obvious reasons, Anthony Richardson having a bounce back year with the Colts, just to name a few. Not surprisingly, nothing Broncos related here. Is there anything that you can think of that would grab the national attention of football fans having anything to do with the Broncos? Or do you think you might be able to sell something in an editorial meeting? Or do you think you'd be laughed out of that editorial meeting if you brought it up?
No, I don't think nationally there's... I think that the Bo Nix, Sean Payton dynamic will be the one thread that national media, elements of national media, will return to at various times. But that's something that is going to take time to figure out how that thing plays out. So, no, from a standpoint of what you hang your hat on for this year, no.
Well, it's interesting.
No, not really.
In the last 2 years, the Broncos would have been mentioned in an article like this.
Of course.
Bandwagon to hop on, 2 years ago.
Russell Wilson.
Last year.
Sean Payton.
This year. I guess the Sean Payton thing has worn off pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, he's in year two, and there will be far less... people won't be quite as interested in the whole process, and especially if they, I mean, the only way that he can probably change that dynamic is to win more games than people think that they're capable of winning.
Here's the saddest thing that at least has become part of my vernacular. Many, many years ago, when I got here in 2004, all the way up through the Super Bowl, right, with Peyton Manning, the Broncos are a proud franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are a once proud franchise. If you look at this, and I have no reason to believe this will not happen unless Aaron Rodgers gets injured again, because I think the Jets have an excellent roster, specifically on defense. If the Jets make the playoffs this season, the Broncos will have the longest stretch in the NFL of not making the playoffs. And if they don't, we could keep saying, is this rock bottom? Is this rock bottom? Okay. Is this rock bottom? That they are now the dubious title holders.
I mean, I guess that's meaningful. I mean, yeah, it'd be, you know, a decade basically without making the playoffs. Yeah. That's pretty notable, and not in a good way.
Because every time that you see a graphic on an NFL broadcast about teams that have not made the playoffs, the Broncos will be on top of that list for all of the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I mean, in a flippant way, they've kind of become a homecoming team, right? Your homecoming opponent. Play the Broncos.
Think about this. You're going to see that graphic a lot if the Jets are getting close to making the playoffs. In a Jets broadcast, you will see that graphic. If the Broncos miss the playoffs again and the Jets do make it, and let's say it's week 14, pretty much every single week, you might see that graphic within a Broncos broadcast.
I don't think that Sean Payton is concerned about the macro here. It's the micro.
Well, it's not his hump.
Yeah. Well, it's his hump now.
Yes, it is.
And I think that I think that there are those in Broncos country that will be concerned with the overarching look of the last 9 years and what it means. I think Sean Payton is concerned only about what's in front of him.
And he should be.
And that's it.
Right. You can
and
only,
that's it.
You can only control
Bingo.
What you can control. But like what we just talked about, that graphic, are the Broncos going to be on top of the list of the longest drought getting into the playoffs? If you think that's not going to happen, how many times, specifically on national broadcasts, did you, when I say national, I mean Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, whatever it is. Not that the Broncos have spent a lot of time nationally, but when you did, what creative graphic did we always see? The Broncos quarterback carousel.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted to outdo the other network to be even more creative.
Well, you can't hide from that. The fact of the matter is that it's been a carousel.
Yeah.
And it's not the kind of thing that you like copying to, but that's kind of what the Broncos have done. They've done it with coaches. They've done it with coordinators. They've done it with quarterbacks. And it's at that vicious cycle that if you are, you know, dyed in the wool, orange and blue, you're hoping that Sean Payton can stop. It has to stop somewhere.
Will it stop this season?
I think that the Broncos will have... I got to be careful about this one. If the Broncos have an answer at quarterback at the end of this season, this will have been a good season. Not in terms necessarily of wins and losses.
That wasn't the question.
But in terms, well.
The question is, will the drought end this season?
No, they won't be in the playoffs this year. Okay. Is that the drought?
That's the drought.
No, they're not a playoff. I don't think they're a playoff team.
If you had to bet on it today, not knowing what's going to happen this season or clearly next season, does the drought end after next season, knowing Mahomes is still in the division?
Man, that is putting a lot.
Knowing, hold on, I'm not even done yet. Knowing that Harbaugh will have a full year under his belt with Justin Herbert. Knowing Lamar Jackson's not going anywhere, or Joe Burrow's going anywhere.
No, I get
or
that.
Or Lamar Jackson's going anywhere. Yeah. And oh, by the way, now you have the Texans in the mix. If you had to bet on it today, does the drought end after next season?
I would say it would still be a long shot. But I think they will certainly be closer next season. I think the Bo Nix thing is going to work.
I think it will too.
I think it's going to work. Mm-hmm. And so that, for me, changes everything. And it puts the Broncos in a, obviously, much better situation to move forward. The challenges are very real. All you can be is the best that you can be and hope that it works out. Look, we can parse things all we want, the Broncos weren't that far away from making the playoffs last season. They floundered down the stretch, but they put themselves in a position to get there. That is undeniable. Is it going to be harder next year than it was last year to make the playoffs? Probably. Probably. And for reasons that you've just talked about. There's no one in their right mind that thinks the Chargers aren't going to be a better football team now than maybe not this year, but by next year with Jim Harbaugh. Period. And quarterbacks abound throughout the AFC. And this is a quarterback-driven league. Period. So the challenge is real, no question about it. But I think that they will be in a much better position moving forward. And I do think that within the next 2 years, 3 years, that the Broncos will be back in the mix. I do.
Coming up after the break, just how much are the Buffs in the mix? CBS Sports recently ranked its top 150 football players. And there are more than a few Buffs on that list, specifically in the top five. So if they have talent at positions that you need to have talent in, why doesn't CBS Sports believe that the Buffs are going to even come close to contending?
Or FanDuel?
Right.
Yeah.
In the Big 12. How come? And oh, by the way, I know that you have an opinion on this. Was the Pac-12 this past season really that much better than what the Big 12 is this season? That's next.
No one may follow. That path is for your steps alone.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Well, this brings back some memories, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
The 1980s all over again.
Mm.
Our favorite Laker gal, Paul Abdul.
Oh, yeah, I might have gotten to that. Yes.
What do you mean you might have gotten?
I didn't know it right off the top.
Oh, okay.
No.
Welcome back, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there's a Planet Open Box auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com. /MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking to have a great time this weekend, you got to go to the place that has it all under one roof. Talking about Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar, live music every Friday, Saturday, no cover. You like pool? They don't just have one pool table. They have 15 pool tables, and it's free pool every weekday until 5 p.m. When it comes to happy hours, nobody does it better than my man Chad at Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar every day of the week, 3 until 7, 2 for 1. On all wine, well, and drafts. Head on out to Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar this weekend. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
CBS Sports recently ranked its top 150 football players, and good news if you're a Buffs fan. They list Travis Hunter, number one, Shedeur Sanders, number four, edge rusher, new transfer, B.J. Green, number 77. So if the Buffs have two players in the top four, including the quarterback position, as well as wide receiver slash cornerback in the same player, one of the top pass rushers in the country, why do people believe that they're going to struggle to win six or seven games?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And I understand you got to fill out a roster.
Yeah.
But it's not like they don't have talent throughout that roster.
We believe that they had talent a year ago.
Louis.
They brought their Louis, and
now that Louis is sitting in the storage closet or in the dumpster.
Well, they went home with a lot of, they took that L with them on the way out.
Yeah.
down the stretch. After a 3-0 start, is they that finished 1-8.
Is that a double entendre?
Kind of.
The L on the way out, the Louis, and
the
loss.
On the way out, right?
And the loss. L on the way out, baby.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's one of Michael Malone's best.
Yes.
That is the gift that we'll keep on giving.
Dynasty. Dynasty.
Well, that one, I don't hold him responsible for that.
That was alcohol fueled. He totally gets a break on that one.
He totally gets it. When you are in front of a million people and a week away from having won the NBA championship, I give you the pass on
that's
that
right.
one.
Say whatever you want,
you
man.
You go right ahead, my friend. Look, I think that CU is maybe the most interesting quandary again going into this season. CBS Sportsline, as we've talked about this week, picking them 11th in the Pac-12, or the Big 12, excuse me.
Mine goes to 11.
And here is what they said. The best long shot to take the best value bet may be CU at plus 4,000. This is essentially a bet that you're betting on the offensive line can build chemistry in a single offseason. It's not a great bet. That's CBS Sportsline. And I think that's a good way to sum up the questions that you've got to have about CU. I'm fine with all of the recruiting and I'm not fine with it. It's not the way I would do it, but I'm not a coach. I'm an observer, and that's it. How they do it is up to them. The production is going to be the key. I don't know. We're being sold this bill of goods about the offensive line is going to be so much immediately better than the offensive line they finished with last season. Who can honestly say that?
I got a question for you, which I know is impossible to answer, but at least you have half the equation. So let me phrase this very carefully. As far as pure coaches go, as far as pure coaching and knowledge and how to coach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These guys, at least one of them was miscast as a head coach. But as far as just pure knowledge of coaching, which tandem is better? John Embry and Eric Bieniemy, pure knowledge of coaching, or Deion Sanders and Warren Sapp? Just knowledge, how to coach a guy. Eric Bieniemy MF'd every single kid there.
Yeah.
Okay. Handled it poorly. John Embry allowed it to happen. But just in terms of pure knowledge of coaching, and that's what these guys need, who's better?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't around the Embry, Eric Bieniemy
thing. Didn't miss
thing.
Much.
No, I know that I didn't. Man.
Coaching knowledge, I'll give it to those two guys.
Okay.
Coaching knowledge.
Yeah.
How to coach a player. How they coached, different story.
Yeah. It is very much, and it's understandable. Look, I don't mean to push the process too fast. We talked about it last year. This is going to be a process. It's not going to happen overnight. They had a little flash early last year, but TCU was not a particularly good football team. It was a fun, great way to open the season. It was cool. It was great. And it was feel good, wasn't it? But you could, by the time they played Colorado State, the warning flags were there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you couldn't see it by then, they won the game, and Shedeur Sanders had a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
And so did Colorado State, had a lot to do with that. But the warning signs were really pretty abundant at that particular point.
Yep.
And they didn't do anything to dispel it. So how much progress has been made? I mean, I don't know.
They have more talent. I don't know if the coaching's better. But they have more talent.
They have more talent.
And by the way, I'm going to rephrase that. The coaching is not better. Because I'm sorry, I would rather have Lewis than Pat Shurmur. So no, the coaching's not better. It's not. Not at offensive coordinator. It's not.
Well, maybe since elements of this staff have had a year of have had 2 years now going into their second year.
Who's their defensive coordinator again?
It's a new guy.
Oh.
It's a new.
So you have a new offensive coordinator, yeah, new, and a new defensive coordinator.
Sure.
You want to rephrase that continuity?
Well, I mean, again? there are coaches that have at least worked together. I don't know exactly what the number is. So if there is some,
there is no continuity because you have your head coach, mm-hmm. and how do the guys below the coordinators work together? We don't know the answer to that now. Yeah, for a couple of games, you had continuity, I suppose, with Pat Shurmur. I suppose.
Yeah, at least you had a few games at the end of the pike
last year
with him.
I know Buffs fans are going to disagree, and quite frankly, I just don't care. What happened to Deion Sanders is what happened to Josh McDaniels. The worst thing that happened to Josh McDaniels was starting off 6-0 because it made him believe that what he was doing, which was beyond offensive to the players in that locker room, that was his downfall. He started 6-0, felt that I can keep twirling that whistle and MFing guys all the time, and that works. And apparently it did not work. And to me, the worst thing that happened to Deion Sanders was winning that TCU game, giving all of this hope, do you believe, yada, yada, yada. And then what happened? They got so big for their britches early. I'm not going to say they. Deion did.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it was too big for their britches. They just weren't that good. That's the thing. I mean, it's not even, they just weren't a football team that improved as the season went on.
Well said.
They just didn't get better.
You can make the case they got worse.
Yes, absolutely.
Although, ask CU fan, well, we played a lot of close games, and last year, the year before, we didn't. So because they were close, clearly we're improving.
Well, there were, yes. Were they better than the 1-11 team the year before? Certainly. I will give them that.
North Dakota State was better than the 1-11 team, and North Dakota State's coming to town.
I like Joel Klatt a ton.
Let's talk more about that tomorrow.
Well, okay, but...
No, let's talk more about it tomorrow.
All right.
Give a tease, but we're not getting into this. That's for tomorrow.
I'm just going to say the whole thing about playing in a much weaker conference. Be careful. Be careful about that statement.
Listen, I like Joel Klatt, and he and I had some problems many, many years ago when he and the rest of his minions pushed for John Embry and jammed it down Mike Bone's throat. We need to have a buff. How did that work out? And Joel called me, and he was not happy with me. Sorry, Joel. You pushed for John Embry. And Joel is one of the best broadcasters out there.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Super nice guy.
Fantastic.
And in the break, I'll tell you what happened. But the point is, Buffs love Buffs, right? And there are so many people that are drinking the Deion Kool-Aid. Fine. You want to be part of that cult? Knock yourself out. Hope you're right. Makes my job easy. It just does. Coming up after the break, Stephen A. Smith has produced a 3-part documentary series for ESPN Plus about the new, not really new, but the ever-growing debate culture that is now the dominant force on sports television, which I find interesting because he is the leader of that band. With that, how did it get to this? I haven't watched the series, but I have a feeling I know how it got to this, and it has far more to do than just Stephen A. Smith. That's next.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, there's a Planet Open Box Auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Stephen A. Smith has executive produced a three-part documentary series for ESPN Plus about the sports media's changing landscape and future as debate culture is now the dominant force on sports television and obviously podcasts as well. Could we have seen this coming when you look at CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, where they were the ones, they were the leaders in putting debate culture into primetime programming, and it is sports that just followed news's lead?
Yeah, to a large degree. It was a cultural evolution that was pretty, when you stop to consider the challenge of programming during a 24-hour news cycle, not a 2 or 3 hour news cycle. I mean, we're talking about all day long. You got to put things on television. And I think that this to me is a natural evolution because how easy is it to basically put people on the set and discuss, opine, weigh in, whatever. And by the way, disagreement is entertaining, right? Yep. I mean, it's entertaining. It is.
I mean, think about how Fox News changed the land. Fox News is the one that changed the landscape for everything. Fox News put on Bill O'Reilly, put on Sean Hannity, and CNN and MSNBC were getting their asses kicked in the ratings in primetime because they were just doing straight up news.
Mm-hmm.
They had to change.
Sure. I agree. You know, you got some howling wolves out there, and then pretty soon it becomes kind of a symphony, and you better keep up with the trend.
Is journalism going by the wayside in sports? I mean, Sports Illustrated, folded.
The traditional definition of journalism, as we knew it growing up, has been altered irrevocably. Yes, no question. I think that there are still very good people in it. I think there are very qualified, deep thinkers.
But it's not sexy.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It just isn't. And
documentaries aren't as sexy as a hot take.
No, it's not.
What drives ratings? I wanted to ask you this. Mm. I don't know if you fully read through the show notes.
I did.
With that, I used to be at Fox 31. You are there now.
I am.
Okay. I always looked at sports television as the guy in the 1920s who walked up three flights of stairs with a block of ice to put it in your icebox. That's where local television sports was going. It was going to be obsolete. And for a long time, you could make the case that news directors were completely tearing apart and tearing down their sports departments. Why has Fox 31 and the CW, why have they taken the opposite approach and bulked it up?
It's a fair question. I think at the most basic of levels, it sells. We do special programming. Orange and Blue Report have done it for about the last 6 years now.
Yeah, but you sell that to multiple markets.
Yes.
I'm talking about your half hour sports show that you have every
night. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, we essentially produce 7 30-minute shows a week. And so that means we're doing it every single day. It sells. It sells in a time that traditionally hasn't had much in it, in that 11 o'clock spot where at night, where actually there are more people watching television than you think.
I'll tell you this. If they want to take it up another notch, not that they need my opinion, you guys have a segment on your half hour show where you bring on a radio guy or a newspaper guy, and but both of your anchors talk to them as a segment. You want to kick that up a notch? Make it more like that. Stop doing the features. Turn it more into a first take. Because people around town know these radio guys. They know these newspaper guys.
Yeah.
Make it more of a first take type of format where people can now see these people on television. I think your ratings would jump.
Could very well. And those are things that are being thought of each and every day. But we've made a commitment, first of all, at the corporate level, Nexstar, which does some things very well and other things.
Let's let that one lie. Keep going.
Right.
Yep, you're still getting their paychecks. I would pipe down.
But they are very committed to sports programming on a national level too. So you get like the CW this year is going to have a ton of college football on Friday nights, for instance.
Right.
Fox programming is loaded with national sports, from MLS to NASCAR to football, you name it. And then there's a strong commitment to using sports. I'm more of a hybrid broadcaster now. I do stuff at 4 o'clock. I do stuff in the A block, which is a traditional news block, at 5 o'clock. I still do a 5 o'clock sportscast, but most of my stuff, when we get into Broncos, I'm doing all of my stuff from Broncos.
Right.
So, yeah, they believe in it, and they've committed to it, and they've put money into it, and I'm thankful for that.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about how the Rockies have fared over this past 20-game stretch, and if Bronny James is available late in the second round, should Calvin Booth consider drafting him with pick number 57? That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I get around. Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there's a Planet Open Box Auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Earlier in the hour, I told you about Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar. Everything you could want under one roof. Live music every Friday, Saturday, no cover, 15 pool tables, outstanding menus, specifically the green chili, and of course, the best happy hour you will ever find. With that, I want to bring my guy, Chad. He is the owner, good friend of mine for a long time. Good morning, Chad. How are you? And you're up.
I am up. Good morning. How are we doing?
Wow, you sound fresh this morning.
I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's talk about this weekend, the live music you have with No Cover. What's coming up?
We have a band called the Little Moses Jones Band. They're going to play some urban soul and 90s and 2000s dance music both Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock, no cover to get in. And that's how we're going to round out this month. And next month, we got a bunch of great bands. Fat Daddy's coming. Annabrin's Day is a 90s grunge band. They're going to be playing later in the month. They're phenomenal. So we got a lot of exciting bands coming this month.
What kind of other special things do you have going on now that we are into the summer?
Well, we do free poker Mondays and Wednesdays, 7 o'clock. Wednesdays, free pool all day long. We got great drink specials almost every night. Tuesday, we do a late-night happy hour from 9 p.m. to close. Mondays, we do $2.50 Coors Light after 7 o'clock. Wednesdays, we do $3.50 Modelo Drafts after 7 o'clock. So there's always something going on at the bar to entice some people to come in and watch whatever sports are on. We're into baseball season now since our home teams laid the eggs. And, we're moving on to the summer. Football is only less than 100 days away. So,
are you going to have a lot of San Francisco Giants games on, or will people be able to watch the Rockies?
Well, I was going to ask you, too, if you're going to watch the World Series preview this weekend when the Giants play the Yankees.
Oh, I'm okay with the Giants. Just I don't want to hear the Yankees. Please.
I know. I'm wishful thinking. The Giants are overachieving right now and above 500 at the end of May. So I'm pretty happy with that.
You should be. That's been a pretty good story.
The youngsters are playing well.
Yep.
What makes
We will have the Rockies on. We do get the altitude or what was the Rocky Mountain Sports Channel. So we do have all the Rockies games on.
What makes your green chili so special and better than everybody else's?
You know, it's a homemade recipe that I inherited when I bought the bar years ago, passed down from some of the former cooks that were there. We've tweaked it a little bit here and there over the years, but it is a homemade from scratch recipe that was in somebody's family. I don't remember who it was. It was a cook before my time, but it is phenomenal. I just had some family in town and they've never had green chili. So I told them, don't eat it. We're going to go to my bar and we're going to have green chili and then we'll eat some other ones. And they loved mine compared to some other restaurants we went to. So.
Obviously you can eat it with a spoon, but what does it go well with on the menu?
Anything over a burrito. We do a Mexican hamburger wrapped in a tortilla shell. It's phenomenal with a burger. It's obviously great on its own. So anything over a chili cheese fry, melted cheese and french fries, tater tots. Lots of combinations.
Okay, real quick, while I have you on the phone.
Yeah.
We're good for golf on the 7th. Is that right?
We are good for golf on the 7th. I got your text.
We got a foursome ready to go. There is another local sports guy who does a show in Morning Drive who will be joining us. I'm sure you'd much rather, ride in a cart with him than me. So.
Oh, well, wherever you want to put me. It's your rodeo.
Okay. I'm going to take you up on that for sure. Okay. We're not going to gamble on the golf course again, are we?
Well, why wouldn't you have a side hustle? What's the point of playing?
Listen to you, who doesn't play golf anymore.
Well, I mean, I did. I mean, I don't think I have played many rounds of golf without something hanging in there.
Okay. How's your golf game?
Don't let him fool you, Bruce. There will be some sort of a side hustle.
Of course there will.
How's your golf game these days?
My handicap has gone up over the last 3 months from playing some rounds at elevation and not having a good driver, but I'm trying to fix that right now, and it's okay. The irons are good. The short game's good. I just got to get off the tee a little better.
Okay. Chad, how do people find you?
They can go on to Instagram. They can find us on Facebook. They can go on the internet, greenfieldsbar.com. But your best bets come down to Lakewood, corner of Hamden and Wadsworth in the northwest corner and stop in and have a beer.
Chad, have a great day. I'll see you a week from tomorrow.
You got it. I will see you.
11 o'clock. Saddle
have
Rock.
Have a good show, gentlemen.
See you,
thanks,
pal.
Man.
Late.
Bye.
Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it.
Just in case you missed it, the Rockies have been playing better baseball as of late. They won back-to-back series, taking 2 of 3 from two of the best teams in baseball, the Phillies and Guardians. After dropping or splitting each of their first 12 series of the season, the Rockies have won 4 of their last 6 series overall. They're 12-7 since May 9th. How much damage did starting the season 8-28 do? And maybe can there be some legitimate interest in the team if they continue to play decent baseball?
Yes, there can be interest in the team at the better baseball. And they're pitching and defending extremely well last night. Another quality start. Ty Block went into the seventh, scattered six hits, allowed only two runs. The problem is that they are playing at a 364 clip right now, which gives me a pace for 59 wins and 103 losses. That's how bad the start to this season was, even playing 630 ball now over the last 3 weeks. In fact, I think they're playing the second or third best baseball over the last 3 weeks in the National League. But they got to go 61-46 just to finish at 500. 61-46. That's 570 baseball. Is this team capable of playing 570 baseball the rest of the way? Probably not. So that's the reality of how bad that start of the season was.
You can't make the playoffs going up to Memorial Day, but you can certainly knock yourself out of the picture.
Sure can.
And that's what they've done.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think we're having a revisit of 2007 all over again.
Yeah, I mean, even playing 570 ball the rest of the way, that's tough.
That's pretty far-fetched.
Yeah, I would say that's probably, yeah.
Unless Garrett Atkins, Matt Holliday, and Brad Hopp are coming back.
I think they've got two gold glovers on that team. I think Tovar's a gold glover.
Doyle.
And Doyle has already won one. There are some things that are good about this team, period. So, anyway.
All right, just in case you missed it, USC freshman guard Bronny James will remain in the draft and forego his remaining college eligibility. He's the number 54 prospect in the ESPN 100. He's had a strong pre-draft process, elevated his standing from fringe prospect to draftable prospect. The Nuggets have the 57th overall pick in the second round. If you're Calvin Booth, would you consider selecting him if he's still available?
No, I wouldn't. I mean,
too many distractions.
Yeah, and by the way, where's the meteoric rise coming from, and who's claiming this? I know he had 13 points in a scrimmage at the combine.
13.
Okay, 13. Great. And I realize that he's an athlete and he's got an explosive element to his game. But this is the guy that was basically a non-factor on a bad team at USC. Okay. I mean, and I know that we're drafting differently now. It's more of a futures thing than it is a right now thing. So maybe there's something there that I just don't know about. But no, the Nuggets have more specific needs right now than to take a flyer on a guy that may or may not work out through 2 or 3 years down the line.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Nigel, Alex, great job as always. Broncos are practicing today. Will we be all Broncos all the time tomorrow?
I'm going there right now.
All right. Well, you are all dressed and ready for success.
I'm clean. I am clean.
So fresh and so clean.
Thank you.
Good to know.
So fresh.
What type of soap do you use?
Not Irish Spring. I don't know. Something or other that my wife has in a thing that you push the thing. It's push soap. Soap that comes out of a bottle.
Do you have one of those little foo-foo things that you put it into and then you rub
it
all over?
It's not a loofah? Are you talking about a loofah?
No.
Don't knock until you try it,
no,
buddy.
No, I'm talking about the thing that it's like a... No. Women love those things.
No, it's called my hand. The soap goes into my hand and then onto my body.
I don't want to know what you do in the shower with your hand. Make it the best possible day.
You always got to go there, don't you?
I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun.